To heat food in,
or
home.
Cook it, you know, you might cook an egg in it.
You don't put it on the stove?
You don't have to.
Okay.
Have an electric frying pan?
Yeah.
Is a coin-operated self-service laundry in the neighborhood?
Yeah.
And what would you call that?
Laundromat.
What would you put dirty clothes in?
Hamper.
And what would you clean a rug with?
Carpet sweeper.
And what is the thing attached to that that collects all the dust in it?
Vacuum.
Is that what all the dust and junk goes into?
A vacuum bag, I guess.
And what might you carry water in, say, if you were going to go out and wash a car?
Bucket.
Okay, have you seen the machines that some people have now that reduce garbage into little tiny things?
Trash compactor.
Yeah.
And what would you put your trash in?
Garbage can, waste basket.
Okay. What are the large containers behind stores for collecting, you know, old stuff that's thrown out?
Dumpsters.
What would you call an enclosed room that is designed to let in a whole bunch of sunlight that's attached to the outside of the house? This is enclosed.
Sunroom.
And how about the informal room in your house where you relax and watch television and stuff?
Den.
And what would you call a room with only a toilet and sink and not a bath or shower?
Half bath.
And let's see, what kind of stoves, furnaces, and other heating equipment have you had in your house?
Just electric heat.
And how's the heat circulated in the house in the winter?
Through the air.
Is it...
It just heats the air and floats it out.
Is it fine, certain... Do you have a name for what?
Well, you know, it's not central heating or anything like that.
How about cool air?
Air conditioner.
Okay. Do you have a name for a house that has three or more rooms arranged in a line, and if all the doors are open, you can see straight through it?
Done.
And what about a house with two separate rooms or parts that are connected by a roof covering the open area between the rooms?
Apartment.
It might look something like that, sort of. See, these are the two rooms and the house, the roof goes in.
I can't think of anything.
Have you heard of a dog trot house?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Would you call that a dog trot house?
I don't know. I think I've heard my parents mention that or something.
Okay. And what would you call a house with a long hall that's set at a 90-degree angle to a large single room?
Okay.